The Consumer Product Safety Improvement Act was to take effect February 10th, but the commission has voted to delay enforcing testing and certification for 1 year. That's so they can issue more guidelines on what materials need to be tested. Outcry from groups like the Handmade Toy Alliance, made up of more than 200 U.S. toy makers, prompted the delay. The toy makers claimed the cost of testing would put them out of business and that there needed to be exceptions for things like fabric that are unlikely to contain lead. Milwaukee toy maker Sari Stiles is a member of the alliance. She says the delay has brought some relief, but reaction among small independent toy makers has been mixed. Stiles says most who already quit are waiting to see what happens next, while those who are still making toys are going to continue until they're told to stop.
Business seems to have slowed down a lot, though, mainly because we don't know whether we can put new items in our shop because we didn't know what was going to happen with the law.
Stiles says South Carolina Senator Jim DeMint is working on a bill to reform parts of the act. She adds the law will still be enforced for any children's product that has metal parts or paint. Christina Clarkson, Wisconsin Public Radio.